Jerry Bader Show 936, still one of my all-time favorite movies. That's almost 30 years old. Just an absolute hysterical movie. I remember the person I saw it with in the theater was embarrassed because I was laughing so loud. Just absolutely hysterical. Hysterical. By the way, I know not all of you heard this story, and I want to point something out. And yes, several people have pointed this out. This is a story that I did in the Green Bay segment, so I know a lot of you didn't hear this. It involves a principal who was very mysteriously fired in Green Bay. In the open that email, Jason. In the release, the Green Bay School District, borderline bizarrely, seemed to indicate that children's safety may have been at risk, but they don't say how. By Principal Melissa Ellingson. Apparently, she was at MacArthur Elementary School for a couple of years as principal, and then just recently, apparently, but several people have told me this now, became principal at Nicolet. So, yeah, I am aware of that. And we will continue to dig into that. Now, as for the John Doe probe, and again, if you have any thoughts on this, any venting, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Call in now. I'm going to say a few things, then I'm going to move on to something else if we have no calls on this. Here's what I think is going to have to happen. If the John Doe tool of investigation continues to be abused in Wisconsin, the law governing it or the law that created it is going to have to be changed. It's going to have to be changed. It is being abused at a level I don't think ever imagined as a political tool. You saw that in John Doe 1.0. And it won't go away. He didn't get his way. He, being Milwaukee County Assistant District Attorney Bruce Landgraf, didn't get his way. So now he's trying another one. And Wisconsin Reporter is reporting that it involves two counties and outside national groups. And one source says it's an effort to bring down Scott Walker. What happens is then all of this is behind this veil of secrecy that is the John Doe probe. Now, the state law allows for that. For good reason. Sometimes you need that confidentiality as you investigate. Clearly, it's being abused. And if liberal Democratic prosecutors are going to continue to abuse it, I think we need to change the law. Edward in Appleton. Edward, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Good morning.
Morning.
I think these investigations are clearly targeting him as they are terrified that he is running for president or is going to. I don't think there has to be any kind of substantial evidence whatsoever in these probes. All they want to do is be able to say to the American people he was under multiple investigations while governor during the presidential campaign. That's all they're going to slander. Nothing to him.
There's probably some truth to that. On the other hand, I don't entirely agree with that, Edward. Here's why. What I think is, look, this allows them to go on a completely secret fishing expedition and hope. I do think they hope they find something. I think he's fishing and fishing, investigating anywhere and everywhere, as Dan Bice reported, hoping that under some rock he will find something substantial.
Well, that may be so, and that would be the bonus of them going
yes.
for the fishing expedition. You know, whether they find anything or not, maybe they believe that they might, but it's completely possible that they're doing it just to do it.
Let me, Edward, thanks for the call. Let me expound on that where I think, no, they are really hoping to find something. Look at what Landgraf did in the sentencing for, what was her name, Kelly Rindfleisch, I believe, the Milwaukee County executive employee who got in trouble for doing alleged political work on county time. During her sentencing, Landgraf produced these emails that had nothing to do with nothing with her, and showed a relationship, completely benign relationship, between the Walker for Governor campaign and the Milwaukee County Executive's Office. All it showed was the Walker campaign gave advice to the County Executive's Office. They can do that. There is that anybody can do that. Hey, I can send an email saying you should do this, you should do that. There's nothing untoward about that at all. The other way would have been a problem. If you had the Milwaukee County Executive's Office giving advice to the Walker for Governor campaign, now you have a problem. But Landgraf threw those emails out there as if it were the latter and not the former, to try to confuse people and make it look like, aha, I found something, even though it had nothing to do with the woman sentencing at the time. I'm telling you, it is time to reform the John Doe process in Wisconsin if this continues. And I think it's actually gone on far enough to where it is time to reform it. It's perfect for them. They go on this behind closed doors. Nobody can take a peek, as Wisconsin Reporter is putting it, war on conservatives. And Landgraf doesn't have to justify to anybody why he started this. What motivated him? What did he think was there? Why just one side? Why aren't you going after the Democrats who faced recall and the groups that helped them? Why aren't you trying to connect dots of improper association there? Because this is a one-sided attack. And the mechanism that allows him to do this is Wisconsin's John Doe law. And I know you hate to throw the baby out with the bathwater. John Does have been used successfully in the past. But when it comes to time when one side corrupts the process, hijacks the process, and uses it purely for political purpose, then you have to look at that and say, you know what? This can't go on. And then the beauty of it is, if no charges are filed, the whole thing, basically, even if some charges are, the whole thing remains secret. The media is trying to get records in the first John Doe. They are working on that. Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, Newspaper Association, they are trying to pry open that door. But it is so clear what you have here. You have an appointed, unelected civil servant in Milwaukee County that is abusing the power of that office to try to bring down Scott Walker. Robert in Luxembourg. Robert, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I think what you're seeing here is a smaller version of what the federal government's doing, is that the left has such great fear that the conservative, the governors and senators that are basically exposing what the left is doing, and that they're giving the power to the people, and the left basically wants to take the power away from the people and keep it within the government. And that's why the left is so, you know, strongly bit try to silence the conservative voices.
Wisconsin Reporter compared this to what the IRS did. I think, Robert, in some ways, this is actually worse.
Right.
You know, and not to say that what the IRS did to Tea Party groups wasn't horrible and just an absolute infringement of rights. It was terrible. I think that, it's close. They were trying, and I think they successfully did. Thanks for the call, Robert. They successfully stunted the ability of that group to do anything, that by group, I mean that whole movement, for 2012. This goes further. You've got someone who is part of the obsessed, hate Scott Walker camp who wants to take him out. The evidence seems clear that's what's at play here. Jody in Wausau. Jody, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. I was just wondering, did they ever do anything like when the governor was Democratic? I mean, was there ever any kind of backlash for any other governors?
No, we've never seen anything like this. But then again, not only have we never seen a John Doe like this, Jody, and people forget, part of the original John Doe was initiated when Scott Walker's county executive office went to the Milwaukee County DA, and Democrats still refused to believe that. They had concerns of possible embezzlement, and they went. But, Jody, no, we haven't seen this. But then again, we've never seen anything like Scott Walker. We've never seen anything like the hatred he generated.
I know, and it's just like, why can't they realize, you know, grow up and get over it. It's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. Scott Walker's not going to be governor forever. They had their way, and now, you know, it's time for our way.
Well, here's what we should have, and Jody, in some ways I feel stupid now that I think about this. We should have realized when they lost the recall, we should have realized there were going to be no holds barred in 2014.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, that there it will get dirtier than we ever could have imagined. And as I think about it now, thanks for the call, we probably should have braced for that. But again, the key here is I think it's time to revisit the John Doe law. It's creating the veil behind which Landgraf is operating. It's 9:47.
The Jerry Bader Show.